Hello.
Hello, hello. Look at my grizz. Okay. All right, I sent the grids. I hope you people got it. I hope the time I sent it, I remembered to send it, hopefully. So I was doing the grids a little bit. I didn't really do it in the share yet. But again, a little introduction. The grids was obviously Rav Elbel, Rav Chaim's son. The beauty of the grids, obviously, is he was a tremendous gadol. Like, obviously. The danger of the Grizz is that the Rabbi Kinarik told a story where Rabbi Kinarik once spoke on a hesped for Rav David, on the David's yard site. And he told the story that when he came to Yeshiva, he came from when after the Mir Yeshiva ran away, I think when by the time they got to Japan, he came to America before they went to Shanghai. I don't exactly know the stop. So Rav David was very sick already. But he said he was interviewed by Rav David. So he tells the story that Rav David asked him a question. And Rabbi Kinarik guy told him, Rav Chaim asked the question, gives an answer. Rav David asked the question again. And he said again, Rav Chaim answers the question. And Rav David asked him the question again. And he said again, Rav Chaim. So Rav David told him, that Rav Chaim B'Davka wrote on the Rambam. He wrote on Kachim because he wanted to be unusual. He wanted to be different. He wanted to be able to say new, is new, not be locked in by the way everyone else is learning. He says, and now it got to a matzav that people can't learn Pashat Gemara Rashi without Rav Chaim. He says, I know Rav Chaim gives the answer, but I want the simple answer, the Pashat answer. So there is some truth to that, is that sometimes some of the grids in Reb Chaim, they're very beautiful and they're very sadistic, but they're against the pashtus and they're against the, what most of the Mefarshim are learning. So you got to be very, very careful. And those who know, like for example, in Bava Kamma, all the Rosh Hashivas go with the grids, as you say, that the Peturim, that the without the Peturim work. But the Grizz, Gupa said that you say to answer Tysis Kasha. He's arguing with Tysis. So like the whole, oh, you say the Grizz that the Peturim are not Peturim. I don't remember anymore exactly, but they're not, it's not an absence of Chiyuv, it's a special, there's a Dim Tur, whatever. That was arguing with Tysis. So you can't. You can learn the Kama of the Grizz is very nice, but you can't, when you're learning Tosis, you can't learn about the Kama of the Grizz. So anyway, so let's read this Grizz, but we have to be aware that it's not Mukhruch that everybody is learning Yevamos like this Grizz.
Can I ask a side question? We're all told, at least, I don't know that much about Briskers directly, but just I know people learned there, that they learned Kutchim. The Briskers learned Kutchim. The Grizz clearly wrote Pirushim on Nashim and Ezekim, and
Okay,
so they
obviously,
don't,
they
Briskers
learned
don't learn
Kolot
that?
Narakula. They
What?
don't just learn Kachim, they learned everything. But they liked Kachim. David said they liked Kachim because it was more fertile ground. You don't have the Marsha, you don't have the Pnei Yeshua, you don't have, so it's more, You can sort of, you don't have the excise, you don't have the avnei meluim. Okay. But obviously that earned everything. You know,
Chavetz Chaim held that way also.
Chavetz Chaim held that way also what?
To be learning kachim and to focus on kachim. He wrote the entire thing. I'm saying he wrote Kamas Farm.
That was a different reason.
Did it for a different reason. Chavetz Chaim was because of Mashiach coming. That's right. A completely different Svara. That can't mix the two Svaras together.
That's the only Sefer because Mashiach is coming. The whole Sefer on why to learn kachim.
Chavetz Chaim wrote because Mashiach is coming. You have to know kachim. And the Mashiach. That's what they say. They say, right. Chavetz Chaim told Rav David that you're a Kohen. When the Mashiach comes, you're going to have to know how to do the Avodah. So the Rav David said, yeah, but meanwhile, I also have to know, I also have to keep Shabbos.
Yeah, but there's a whole Sefer Torah he wrote down why we should be learning it today, and it's not being worked on. It's big.
We'll argue. Let's read the grids. Okay. So maybe we should start with the first, and I wrote start from the second paragraph. Let's read the first paragraph, just so we know the background. The Yavam is the Avraham days. Iser achos isha mitli tole v'koi. He paka iser eishes och. Osi iser achos isha v'chayo. Hilko no paka. So what happened over there? Person was, his brother married, a woman.
He had two wives, and then one of them was an Achos Ishto.
One of them is an Achos Ishto, right? So the brother dies, the mitzvah Yibum will kick in and take off the Yisra Eishesach. So then the Achos Ishto will chal. Therefore, the Eishesach never goes off. Hilkach lo paka. So therefore, the Eishes Ach does not go off. The Ha'isham B'Pirish Rashi goes as now. Hilkach Ho B'Yisra Achos Ishto Mukam V'Omei Lachonov. Hodat Apaitra. Min Ha'Yibam Nibam. Since the Achos Ishto would anyway pop to you from Yibam. Lo paka Yisra Eishes Ach. V'Chaim Yisham Eishes Ach. Before me did a Rashi, the Ikar Apocha Hako, who is her Akos Isha. That the thing that's pottering you, this is why I'm not sure how.
Yeah, where does he see that in Rashi?
Here is Rashi. Ho be Isser Akos Isha Mukun Lokolel, Ptura Minayibim. And therefore, Lopoka Isser Eshazach.
So Rashi says, "Hilchach, since it's hovel muchan ve'omei lachol, therefore your the achos isha is muchan ve'omei lachol, therefore your pater." So it's obvious, clear from Rashi, that it's the achos isha that's actually doing the pater.
Okay, I don't see it so clear, but okay. The Rashi,
it's in the middle of that Rashi, towards the end.
Yeah, I see, but I don't know. Okay, but that's what he says. He's saying that Rashi's mashma that was put to you as the isra achos isha. So he's learning pshat. Again, I haven't agreed with Sandy that I don't know. I didn't spend that much time on it. So you can't say, but we have to see if whether someone could argue. But he's saying that in practicality, the Isser is an Eshazach. But the thing that's Mafkiya the Zika, the way the Grizz is learning, is the Achos Ishto that's waiting to be Chal. Umne betoys the Shem Kasa, the Avgav the Chal Isser Achos Ishto. Asurinami Asarat of you, making up a Pater Isser Eshazach. In other words, he says that you know what Pater is at Sara, because you're at Sara's Eshazach. According to that day, I've got the able to it's Eishesach. So you see that Eishesach can pop in its Sarah.
It's like a Tsaras Eishesach?
Yes. In other words, the this woman, Korin Typus is saying, this woman has two Isurim, but the Achos Ish is not Chal. Rather, the only thing that's Chal is the Eishesach, but the Eishesach is not Paka. So the Eishes, normally an Eishes Zach is Paka. But here the Eishes Zach is not Paka. Since it's Eishes Zach is not Paka, so you're at Saras Eishes Zach. And it's Saras Eishes Zach is Pater.
Why is it better to say Saras Eishes Zach as opposed to Saras Achazisha?
Because the Achazisha wasn't Chav. So you can't say.
I mean, it wasn't Chav. It's he's married to the sister.
But it's not Chav. He loved it. Because Ain is her, Chav is her. So the way he's learning Chav with Tysus is the Achazisha is not Chav. So the Achazisha can't Pater the Tzara. But what Pater the Tzara is the Eishes Zach. Just like Ain is as an Eishes Zach.
What if he was a sister-in-law first? What if he was the wife's sister first?
Difference will come first. It doesn't make a difference. I don't
think. Rashi learned differently.
Okay, anyway, let me, what? I'm sorry, I can't hear something.
I don't understand Rashi in, you know, comparison to Tosfos.
Right, the way the Grizz is learning is that Rashi is talking about the Erber himself, and Tosfos is about the Tzara. But at this point, the Grizz is assuming that there's no difference. So Rashi, the Grizz is medayik from the Lashon of Rashi, that the Lomdisha, Achos Ishta, is what's patrin the Erber herself. The even though it's not Chav, but it's a Bekayach, it's a potential, whatever that means. So the potential, Achos Ishta, is what patrins her Zika. That's how he learned Rashi.
Because Tosus learns.
And Tosus, he's saying when Tosus discusses the Tzara, Tosus doesn't say that it's a potential Achos Ishta that Pater is a Tzara because your Tzara is Achos Ishta. Tosus says your Pater, the Tzara is Pater because your Tzara is Eishesach. Just like Einan is. So the Grizz is, at least Havamina, at this point, is that there's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosus. Rashi holds that the Lomdisha e Achos Ishto, even though it's not Chal, the Maisa, but it's enough exist in the Olam that it can Pater Zika. And his assumption at this point was that therefore it also Pater the Zika of the Tzara. While Tosfos apparently holds that a Lomdisha Achos Iser is not a real Iser, and therefore you need, in order to Pater the Tzara, You patter the Tzara based on the Eishes Zach.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. But Achora Mashma, the Pligi Arashi. These Akadaki the Rashi. Then actually, the Eret Achos Isha in Yibun is a Poitra. If you learn like Rashi, that the Achos Isha, even though it wasn't Chau, it's enough of a Din Erva to patter you in Kain Havile or Havile the Mitra Kamsurat of his field. So why did Tzayvit have to say that the Tzara is Pater because of Achos, of Eishes Zach? Could have said simple, the Tzara is Pater because of the Achos Ishto. Since it's not Chal yet, it's Ein Yisr Chal Yisr, Shum Ein Yisr Chal Yisr, Ein Liftaris. So apparently Tzayv is old and it doesn't have the Bekoyak to Pater, Shum Erba de Achos Ishto. And therefore, we call Ikar Poitra, who have Yisro, the Eishes Zach, the Paka. But rather, the thing that's making the door is the Eishes Zach, Kain Yir L'Chayr. So he says, yes. Superficially, there's the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi seems to say, his thing in Rashi is that on the Erva itself, the Achos Isha is Patrin, even though it's not Chal, but it's somehow enough here. Because even when we say Enis or Chal, is there? It doesn't mean it's nothing, right? The guy is buried with, you know, a higher level of rishis. So the Enis Yechal is there, that means there's something here. So according to Rashi, that whatever is here is enough to pater the Zika of herself. And his assumption is that likewise it will be enough to pater the Zika of the Tzara. According to Tosfos, a Mr. Chal Isser is not a real Isser. Since it's not a real Isser, it can't pater anything. This is his assumption. And that's why Tosfos had to say when discussing the Tzara, he said it's a Tzara's Eishesach.
Does this Rashi fit with our Rashi?
It does nothing right now. It has nothing to do with our Rashi.
No, I'm saying, does it fit right now with our Rashi?
Right now it fits fine with our Rashi. Yes.
Even though Rashi's been mailed to Geisha Zach, the Paters?
It doesn't make it, yeah, that's fine. Okay, now, I think it fits. But that's keeping it. Ulam nira. The age leimar light. You can say differently. The hatayf is mechalki. Bein din ho'erba gupa. In other words, there's really no machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Because Rashi, who said that it's the Achos Isha that does it, was talking about the Erva herself. Taisus, who says that it's the Ashes Ok that does it, is talking about the Tzara. And you can split between the Erva and the Tzara. Well, why is that? In other words, granted, Rashi's right that an Isser that's not here yet, but has a potential to come, is enough to go ahead and pop their Zika. He sounds like he's learning, not because, like I was saying, because even right now it's here to a certain amount, but it's just because since it will come, that's enough to pop their for Zika, right? That's what it sounds like he's saying. That's he's bringing a ride from Daf Yud tonight. I see. So it's not like I said in Rashi, okay? Because he says, since it would come, since even the side, it would come. So therefore, that's enough to consider it an error, but the pata yibo. Okay, let's skip the brackets, make life easy. Mikoma go, calls Elin who asks. That's enough for herself. That's not enough for the din saras erba. Why? Ain't a rock. Dimptur bovad. The erba poteres atzma, v'yesarasa, min achalitza min ayibam, rak yisai v'ikr dino v'din iser. So iser, the erba, poteres lansara, v'makom mitzvah, v'mishavi leila erba de kabose, it makes you like me, makes you into my twin. K'dafine leila ikr adin d'tzaras erba, we call it the litzor. Litzor means that we become, you know, there's some kind of you're my rival, so we somehow become equal. See if God parches, right? Can you say that then who din iser? The tsaras erva ke erva. He said that the tsaras erva is erva. Skipping again.
Why does he have to say that?
Wait. The kivin shekane, spirit and atheist. The lemechol a shame saras erba dachos isha, being in dafka shake marchab a poyo iser achos isha. Avo oko the iser aishes achos isha mitli tode the koi in yibum. Avo dain ein ba iser achos isha. If gain a dina ke erba dain. The Asr Sarasa within Erba. The Zed should call the mind that Sarah Surabi Yibume, who rapture never Saras Akos, Ashes Ach. Dinian Achure Bo Shame Saras Erba. Rapture Zeb is then Rakmaster Kados, Sister Bepoyo. The Rome may be a shame she is through. The Zed of the Shadow turned to Saras Erba. But O Boss Raptor may be a shame Niftura. Okay, that's it. You got it. I'll give you eventually ahead. Kim the site. Came into the site, the Saras Akotish, Shemishim Din Saras Akotish, Ashok, who is that series doing what Saras Ayn is. Okay, you got it. Clarence can be.
What's he making difference?
Where does Lumdis start and where does Lumdis end?
First, can we discuss what he's saying?
That's an excellent question. I have no idea what he's saying. Hopefully we know what he's saying. I'm not sure what he's saying. He's saying like this. He's saying that a future erva can pater herself because how can you do yibum? You have to be worried about the future. You know, there's like the Torah doesn't give a mitzvah yibum. This is going to be a future problem. So there's the future. You know, you have to be, you marry a girl, you got to look at the future. You got to worry about your future. You don't marry the girl for the present, you marry her for the future. So the fact that the achlos, the reason why Rashi holds that the achlos ishto, even though the achlos ishto is not here now, but he could pater, is because it's only made to come in the future. Because when the second you take off the ishtoch, the achlos ishto is going to come. The Torah doesn't give a mitzvah when there's an erva that's going to come. So we worry we're not going to give a mitzvah because we're worried about the future.
Why do you have to look at that? Why can't it just be?
Wait, you ask him. You say what he says. So let's say what he says. So the point is that the erva itself is potter because the erva in the future is going to have a problem. So the future is going to have a problem. So we don't give a mitzvah yibum. Because we don't give a mitzvah to someone who has a future. He says it just like Bala's tonight. Even though there's no erva now, but it'll be in the future in erva. But the Bami, the Torah Tzara, what do I care? The future will be in erva. So what? The Tzara is not going to be in erva. So the future will be at Tzara's erva. I don't know. So what? So for the erva, in other words, if the way the Tzara worked is since you're potter, I'm potter, because we have to have the same din. So if you're potter, I'm potter. So then, okay, listen, the erva's potter. Because we worry about the future. Umeida wants the erva's potter, your potter. Okay, that would be fine. But since the way it works is not that if you're potter, I'm potter. It's the erva asers the tzara. And now the tzara has to potter herself. So a future iser can't make the tzara usher now. So then there's nothing here now to potter the tzara. So with the meida, the tzara is not potter. So if you would use the achlos ishto, you can't use the achlos ishto to potter the tzara because the achlos ishto is not here now. If you're gonna, you can't use the achlos ishto, I'm sorry, to contaminate the tzara. If you're gonna use the tour, if pshat in tzara is, if I'm potter, you're potter, so then I don't care why I'm potter. The Maisa, I'm potter, you're potter. So then you could just use the Achos Ishto. The Achos Ishto made me potter, just like once it makes me potter, so the Torah carries over to you. But if the Pshat in Torah Tzara is that the Erva Aser make in to contamination puts an Iser into the Tzara, and then the Tzara potters himself, you can't contaminate someone if you're not there yet. You're only future. Future, you can't contaminate because of the future. Caused by the future doesn't come. There's no contamination. So Mimeda, the Erva doesn't make the Tzara into an Iser. Since the Erva doesn't make the Tzara into an Iser, so the Tzara should be Mutter. So that's why Rashi had a typist had to say the Tzara is also because of the Eishetach. That's basically what he's saying.
But he does say that we consider it right now, right? So whatever it is right now that we consider in Lomdus, whatever that is, it shouldn't end when it comes to the Tzara. Let it be the same Lomdus Shazach and let it be the same step.
That's why I apologize that I made a mistake. He's not saying in the beginning of the piece, early in the beginning of the piece, when he's explaining in the beginning of the piece, when he explains Pshat in Rashi, if Ein Isser, how Isser, how does the Achlos Ishto, which is Ein Isser, how Isser, how does Rashi say it patters itself? So if you would have asked me, I would have said, like Shmuel said, because even though Ein Isser, how Isser, but it's not how, but it's how to gabi certain things. It's not how that we give them to two einshim, but there's a certain
give two karbanis, wouldn't we?
We don't think you get two karbanis, but the maisa, the person the maisa doing a bigger aveira, even if ein isser chayo isser, but it's not the same darga of aveira.
You know, in line six, he says nechsheves ke'erva.
Wait! I don't know who's talking there. I can't see. I didn't recognize the voice.
Max.
Okay, but he doesn't seem to say that. Let's read again the beginning. He's saying if you read, well, not read line six. Okay, then from the beginning he says a different story. He's saying I think that even though there's nothing here now, but it's the future, right? Now there's that the future. We have to worry about the future. And the future stops the Yibam in the present. It's different. In other words, what Rashi says that supposedly that the Achlus Isha, even though it's Ein Isser Chayo Isser, patters the Erva itself, is it because there's enough of an Achlus Isha here now, and there's what you need for Yibam, there's enough of an erva, because there are certain things that are here now. Or is he saying that even though there's nothing here now, but Yibam needs a future? So let's look inside what he says. And let's read again the beginning. This time we should read it with the brackets. Yimam near the Eshnamar. Oh, I'm reading again from the Ulam. Ulam near the Eshnamar. Tatoiv is Mechau, ki ben dino erva guna din sarasa. Then he the half time of the Isser Achos Isha Mitnei Tana Vikoi. The fact that it's Omei to come. Moel Nitter Huyahatam in a Kalitzim in a Yibu. Why is that? Kivin decides Zoif, he Erba in a Yibu. It's considered an Erba for Yibu. Why? The Imipoka Isser Eshazov, the Tavo is Yavim, Harate de Kayemis Isser Achos Isha to Tana Vikoi. It's because it's going to come in the future. It's because of the future. Cain, he actually brought me actually to Erva. So because of the future, that's why it gets a halachic din of an Erva now. But it's because of the future. It's not because, he's not saying if the world would stop, if the world froze. See, the way I would have said it without the grids, is even if the world, if there'll be no future, let's say the world stops, right? There's somebody, you know, Shemesh Megiddo, what's it called? Shemesh, I forgot my Chumash.
You don't go.
Shemesh Megiddo. So someone did a miracle and the world stopped and now it's frozen for eternity at this point in time. It'll never get past. So, and it'll never, but right now, there's enough of an Achlus Ishto to go ahead and patter the erva. But that's not what he's saying. He's saying that it patters now because the imipoka iser eshesach betovah it is yavim harateik ayev iser eshesach because of the future. The future is what makes it an erva now. Right? It's not that the present is an erva. You're an erva.
So that's fine. So let the tsar be exactly that.
Was that the future, and that's his raya. Gedoyda mizum atzinu, pitayvis and yavamis. Daf yud. The gab in his garshem nashal tidev tzedvoy the ploni hayavim yeshar the chashulik erva even after mishas the fila ena eshes ish ashetivlo. In other words, by tonight, you definitely can't say what I thought. Because by Tanai, there's nothing chal now, right? The Tanai is right now. I gave a there's a she's migureshes. So right now there's nothing there. But since Akimin Mitan, Ashish, since in the future you wouldn't be allowed to be with her because of an Ashish, Hashuba the Indian Kevin Yibo Nitra Mishum Zat. Caution Hoki.
That line, read that on that line, he says, the comment over here is the Kol Shekhin Hachad that there is a chalais.
Yes, but it's because, but then he adds, Shu Mitnei Tali Vikai. In other words, the word is that it, the future, we pater the Zika because the future problem defines you, the future defines the present. So you're only, so he's saying that that's good, the Gabi, towards Zika. If you don't do Yibum, you don't, the Torah doesn't give a mitzvah Yibum to an Erba. So the Torah doesn't give a mitzvah Yibum to a woman who's going to be a future Erba. It's no, the Torah, just like Erba, takes off the mitzvah Yibum. So the fact that it'll be in a split second, so if he took off the Eishes off, the Achas Isha would come in. So a potential future Erba, also there's no mitzvah Yibum. Torah doesn't, but but since the Iser Tzara is I have to answer you, the Maisa, I'm not an Achas Ishto. And that's what he's saying. I'm not really an Achas Ishto now. I wasn't Chal yet. So I can't answer you with an Iser Achas Ishto. No, it has, if you learn the simple pshat in Sara. In other words, he's saying that the Pashup pshat before the grids, this is what he's saying, they're very, very, very excited to think of grids. It's probably going to have, probably, I'm assuming it's going to have nafkaminas as we learn Yavavis. That he says before he came along in his Havamina, he learned that Sara works, Erba pathers herself. Because she's an Erba. Since she's an Erba, she becomes Potter. Now that she's Potter, her Ptur carries over to the Tzara. So it almost doesn't make a difference why she became Potter. You know, it's also contagious, but it's contagious of the Ptur. If I Potter, you're Potter. It's not fair. That is no fair. It's not, you know, my rival should go free and I have to go to Yibum. Not there. It's a lack of darkening Nayam. I don't know. It's some. So the simple shot is if the Erva is Potter, so if the Erva is totally Potter from the Zika, so the tour of the Erva carries over to the Tzara. So it wouldn't make a difference why the Erva is Potter. But he's saying no. The Erva is Potter for whatever reason. There's a din that the Erva Ister contaminates the Tzara, and now the Tzara has to Potter herself because she's Oster. So not everything, the fact that you have a future Ister cannot contaminate the Tzara in the present. You can't contaminate something when there's nothing here to contaminate.
Why does Achas Isha have precedence over? Oh, I'm sorry. Why does Eishes Ach have precedence over Achas Isha?
Because she came first. That's the case that she came first.
Yeah. That's the case where she came first.
Yes, yeah, that's the verse talking about. So Shimon says we'll
be five. Right, the Gemara gives both scenarios, and Tosas is talking in that scenario where the Ishazach came first.
Tosas is talking about the fact that she was married to the brother before he married the sister.
Yeah. For the other people. So the Gemara is asking, according to Shimon, why did he actually have the
Ishazach came first? And the Isser Achas Isha is not Chau, because Ein Isser Chau Isser. So now, what he's saying is that the Eishes Achos Ishto is not Chau, so it can't Aser the Tzara, because contamination means if I'm Aser, you're Aser. But I'm not Aser.
Well, in the Grizz's system, we have two possibilities. Either we're saying that now legabe yibum there is an achasisha, or saying that the future, yeah, is enough.
Right.
Now, if we would say that the
future, the second one.
What?
I don't think you could say in the Grizz the first one.
Right. Why? I think if you would have said the second one, it would make more sense. If you're telling me that right now.
I'm saying the second one.
But the Grizz seems to be saying that it's legabe. He seems to be saying that it's legabe yibum. She's an achos isha now. No.
I think it's the opposite. I think he's bedavka saying the second one. That's what I was trying to say. That first of all, the fact that he compares it to Baal Tznai in the brackets, and Baal Tznai is for sure, it's the future, and even in the before the brackets, he said. It's because him yipaka isereshok v'tovo harei tehekayam v'serachodisha. He's bringing in the future. That's what I was saying. What would have happened? That's what I was trying to say. What would happen if you said two choices in why the achos ishto happens? Is it because there's enough of an achos ishto now to be considered an erva for yibum? Because for yibum, you don't need a full-fledged erva. You just need certain things to make an erva. So even though it's ain't isser chao isser, and the actual punishment is not chao, but there's enough akos ishto to be it's chao already to pater from yibum. Or the fact that there'll be a future akos ishto with paters. So the nafkamina we were saying is what would happen if there's no future? That let me say, what would happen if the world stopped? The world stopped, and the Mashiach came, the world froze, and there's no future. There's no future. So if your learn shot is that the present achos ishto is what is mapkiya zika, so then the ever itself would not have zika. If you learn Pshat, it's the reason why the Erever itself doesn't have Zika because of the future. So if in this sort of speak scenario where there's no future, if it's a Lu Yitzur, there's no such case, obviously. But in this Lu Yitzur case, if there's no future, so then the Shisof will not be Potter. So I think he's saying the second way. And that's why it doesn't carry over to the Zara. Because if you were saying the first way, so you're an erva now, so the gabi, I'm enough of an erva to gabi myself, so I can be enough of an erva to contaminate you. You become whatever I am. You get what I am. Whatever I am now, you become now, and that level of erva is enough to pater.
So Rabbi, let's say for a split second, you have the mitzvah, and then now we say, okay, fine, you have the mitzvah. One second, you're an achos isha, you can't do the mitzvah. Now you're usher. So then, who cares?
I don't know. I don't understand what you're asking.
I'm saying, so let's say it's not. We're not holding this ashes ak in holding. We'll say, fine, you have the mitzvah. There's no ashes ak. Then immediately comes in the achos isha.
But we don't do that. What happens is the ma'isa that never happens. The ma'isa that for whatever reason. Depending on our chakiris, the Torah never takes off the Eishes Ach, and the Achos Ishes never chow. So now the Shaila is, so why do we pass
them the Torah? But it's definitely Potzer Reibim. There's no scenario where she's going to be much Reibim.
The Erba herself, yes. But now the Shaila is with the Tzara. So the Taisa says, that the what's pattering the Tzara is the Eishes Ach, right? In other words, and let's speak out more. We'll make life more complicated, but it's really not more complicated, more simple. That Eishes Ach can patter at Tzara is not so simple, right? That was a whole Rekiva Eger, that sometimes Eishes Ach is not an Erva, right? Some Tzara is idleness. There is a Deya that does not patter at Tzara. Right, so they without a pasuk, we would have said that Sara is not pater. So Eishes Ach patering is not so simple. So So Rav Chaim, Rav Delbo, is saying that when you want to pop to the tzara, you have to resort to the Eish HaSach. Okay, that's a chiddush. We know the Eish HaSach, you know, we know that Rav Chaim's is saying that Eish HaSach is not always in Erva. So Me'echi Teisin, that this Eish HaSach is in Erva. Sometimes Eish HaSach is not in Erva. So Machlekes Panoim, I think, or amazing, I'm a Rav, I don't remember. I'm a Rav. Whether Saras Einin is the Eish HaSach in Erva or not. So it would have been so much easier or more universal to say it's the Achas Isha that pops at the Tzara. So what Rav Delbo is saying is that even though it'd be nicer, so to speak, to have the Achas Isha pops at the Tzara, because then you don't have to get into the issue, is the Eish HaSach in Erva or the Eish HaSach not in Erva, but there's no Achas Isha here. Because the Achas Isha doesn't come yet. It's not here yet. It's only a Bekayach. Then a Bekayach, the Achas Isha, cannot answer the Tzara. So therefore, that's why he said Taifas had to come on to utilize the Eish HaSach.
How do we understand why the Bekayach, the Achas Isha, can't contaminate the Tzara? I mean, I know the words, but the whole
The way we're trying to say it is that he doesn't mean that we said a chakira in the Rashi. What we would have said and what it's mashma from his lashon. If you know the Rashi, supposedly we're not even we're taking the Grizz's word for it, but because we didn't earn the sugya, and I guess it's a good idea to take his word for it. But the Grizz says that Rashi's saying that the erva itself is pathed by the Achos Ishta. So if I was learning Givamis on my own without the Grizz, I would have said, how can the Achos Ishta pater the erva itself ain't Isser Chau, Isser is not Chau? So I would have said that, you know, that even though ain't Isser Chau, Isser, it's still here to a certain extent. First of all, because I'm pretty sure there's a concept of the Kavro Ben Misham Gemurim, that there's a bigger Isser. Also, we have Rav Shimon Shkaf's Chakira, that it's not always that what is it that makes the tour? Is it the Einesh or is it the mystical Kayach HaTumah? Right there, Rav Shimon Shkaf's, is it Kares, a Simen, or a Siba? That's a famous Rav Shimon's Chakira, that is it the actual Kares that does the tour, Zika, or is it the fact that I'm such a strong Tumah that I can generate a kares, so therefore I make a psor zika. So without Rav Velbo, I would have said, Pashup Shad, that even though the Achos Ishto is Enis or Chalis, or is Mitnei Tali Vikoi, but for what you need to be Mavkia Zika, it's here. The Ruach HaTuma of an Achos Ishto is here. Maybe it doesn't translate into a kares lemaisa, because it ain't iser chao iser, but there's enough ruach atuma of the mystical kayach of achos ishto to pater zika. Then I would agree with you if that pshat that there's enough mystical ruach atuma of an achos ishto to makes her usher the iser achos ishto. Is that there's enough Isser Achos Isha to pater, so that Isser would be transferred to the Tzara, the Kayach HaTuma, not the Ptur, the Tuma of the Achos Isha, which she has, even if it's saying Isser Achos Isha, would be transferred to the Tzara, and the Tzara would pater herself. But the Grizz is Mashma, and that's why he compares it to Baal Sinai, that there's ain't Isser Chau Isser mix, that there's mamish nothing here, Kamat. It's like Bawa Sinai. There's mamish nothing here in the present, except that Aval Bikain is the future that kills the Yibum. The fact that you're a woman that will have such a future, we can't give Yibum now. So you can't, but that means there's nothing here now. So you can't answer. There's nothing to answer. You don't have a kayak of answering. Because you don't have anything now. There's no tumah, there's no iser, there's no nothing.
There didn't know nothing. There has to be something, because that know nothing is enough to pass the Yibo.
No, because even Bawasnai passes Yibo. Bawasnai for sure has nothing. Right? He quotes that's in his bracket. Bawasnai, right now, till the Tanai is Bato, his mamish nothing. And Avel Pikain also passes from Yibo. So that means that the Ptur Yibum doesn't need a practical Isser. It just needs a potential Isser. The fact that there's the Isser will come.
The same way there's no half mina in theory that a Balas Tanai could pater its sorrow, right? Because there's nothing here.
The Balas Tanai could not pater its sorrow except maybe I'll see Eish Hashach.
Right, but the Eish Hashach can't.
Right, because there's no Eish Hashach. But if the lumnus is that since you're Potter, the Sara is Potter, you can hear that by Bowers tonight too. Because if the Sara is, we have to be fairness, you know, you have to treat the whole bias in one din. And since the Erva is Potter, so it's Minagar, Minayekev, I don't care why the Erva is Potter, the Erva is Potter, if I'm Potter, you're Potter. So I would say that by Bowers tonight also. Bawas Tanai, I'm Potter. Somehow or another, the Aishas Ish made me Potter. So however the Aishas Ish made, whatever reason it made, the Aishas makes me Potter. If the Aishas Ish makes me Potter, then you also, you get Potter too, because we're treated as one. But the grid is Chiddush, revolutionary Chiddush is that it doesn't work through the fact that if I'm Potter, you're Potter. Is that I have to answer you, and then you patter yourself. So he says, you can't bow a snai, you could never with bow a snai answer the tsara with an iser aishas ish, because there is no aishas ish yet. She herself doesn't have an aishas ish. How can she answer the tsara with an aishas ish if she doesn't have an aishas ish? So therefore, it can't work through Aishas Ish to pop to the Tzara. Because in order to pop to the Tzara, you have to go through a two-step process. You have to go through a system of Asring, and then you become a Potter. I'd like to go a little further. The million-dollar Shaila. Now we get to the million-dollar Shaila.
Rabbi Kivaga's question?
No, I don't want to do a Kivaga's question. That would be suicidal to do a Kivaga's question in 10 minutes. Now, the million dollar shayla is with this footnotes question, which I don't know if I agree with the footnote there, but it's an interesting shayla. Does this mean that the grid is saying like the Prima Gadim? In other words, the Prima Gadim said that if you go ahead and have, if you are Miyabe, the Erva itself, so you definitely get over two Karis, and you have to bring two Chattas, forgetting, assuming there's no problem with Ein Isser, Chau Isser, I don't know, I'm not Suya. So assuming getting rid of the problem of Ein Isser, Chau Isser, however you get rid of it, so if you're Miyabe and the Erva itself, so she's an Achos Ishto and Eishitzach, so you have two karas. What happens if you're miyabing the tzara? So the prima gadim said, well, since the way erva works is erva contaminates the tzara, so the tzara also has two karas, which is mamish earth shattering. Now, parshup shad is the tzara is not an achos ishto. But in other words, if you learn the normal pshat in Tzara, if you're a potter, I'm a potter, so the Tzara only gets one karet. But the prima gadim and the paras yaitzet says that since the way it works is the erva asers the Tzara, so the erva transforms the Tzara into an achos ishto. Now the grid also says, the maisa says it, that the way Erva passes the Tzara is because the Erva passes the Tzara. That's what he says. That in the bracket, he says, the Yisai din Tzaras Erva ain't a rock dim tour the Erva Poteres Asma. Rock Yisai bin the din who din Iser the Erva Oseres Asara Umishabile the Erva Kavase. So does he mean to say if the Grizz committing himself to the Prima Gavin's radical Kiddush that if you're a Bia, if you're Miyabin the Tzara, you're over two Kares. And on the side that there's no problem of Ein Isser Chal Isser, you have to bring two Chatzis. Is that what the Grizz would be holding? That.
He doesn't What's say that at all.
Say that?
He doesn't say, he doesn't discuss it.
No, but he's not.
According to Rishon, you only
have
one. Matzvah is Asher's and then Pater's herself. They always have to work through the Eish HaSach. It never had its own Pater poison capability to knock itself out.
Where does he say? He just says, then Isser.
He's coming from Tysus. He's coming from
Yevon. Umishavet and Erva de Kabase. Then Cain, then Isser. So maybe it makes the two chatas.
No, but he continues. I'm number bepashtus. He continues to say that the Grizz doesn't say that.
You're reading the footnote. The footnote outside. I'm raising the question. I'm saying this is $1 million shayla. $1 million shayla is what the Grizz be saying. So Parsha Pshat is what he's saying on the Parsha. So since this Prima Gadim is such a radical Yisayid, and it seems that you know, just from, even though we have no Bikiyas, but from the little Bikiyas that we have, it seems that most people don't say such a thing, that the Tzara gets two Averis, right? Rashi definitely does not say that, our Rashi. Tovis and Gimel and Aleph, B'chara did not say that, because, right, Tovis and Gimel and Aleph, then you get the Yisr Eish HaSach only, right? That's what the guys quoted, that Tysus. Because Tysus and Gimel and Aleph, the guys quoted, says, even the Makom Mitzvah Yisr Eish HaSach, he called it Tolias Turis, the Hashem Makom Mitzvah Hud HaSira, Shem the Meleda Koi Be Yisr Eish HaSach. So the mashmos of both our Rashi and Tysis is that there is no Isser, two Issers. I can't prove it, push it too much, because the Prima God there, I don't know, he's gonna have to do something with our Rashi. So the Shaila is does our Rashi, so we're gonna have to figure out some Daichik, we don't know how. To figure out a way to answer the Prima Gadim from our Rashi. So is the Grizz the same thing? Or is the Grizz not necessarily so radical? Right? That's the Shaila. So how can we make, apparently there's a preference. That's what he wants it to do. He doesn't want to make the Grizz as radical as the Prima Gadim. So how can you explain the Grizz without being as radical as the Prima Gadim? So what do you say? So you're right, this person in the footnote says something, but I don't even know what he's saying. He says some svara to explain how the Grizz can be not necessarily saying, but I don't know if you know what he's saying. You have to read him, figure out what he's saying. So what would you people say? Either quote him or what you yourself you say? I'm open to suggestions.
The point of a din isser is that the Isser itself is not a, you know, if she's a tsar, if she becomes usher as a tsaras erva, right, and not a pator, isn't that goof with the, in other words, she doesn't have a new shape pator according to the person, so she has a new shape pator over here. She has a din Isser on her, she's a tsaras erva with a din Isser. By definition, that means she still needs a pator, she still needs some other power to knock her out.
But the Maisa, I want to know, I'm the question, we're on the different shot. Where our question is, now you have Bia with her. So you're Avada over in Eish HaSach Shlomo Makom Mitzvah because she became Pater. But are you also over Achos Ishto? So since the Grizz says, Beferish, he says Yisoid din zehu din iser tzaras erva ke erva. So the tzaras erva makes you into an erva. He says, and it's the iser erva that patters you. So obviously that means you have to have a din achos ishto.
So it has to be a kares though. Could it be an achos ishto without being a kares?
I don't know. What does it mean to be a kares? Then achos ishto without kares.
I thought the grid said that it's called iser. So why are we talking?
That's because he's in the Gemara that's holding in Rabbi Shimon who says iser chal iser. But according to Rabbi Yossi, this other man Domer who says you're chayiv on both. L'chor the grizz should come out that year that the tzaras also gets
so, his, but gets his to
both. Because both Yisum are active. Since both Yisum are active in the
Erev,
they're both asked
the tzaras. Would the grizz agree to the prima godim in the man Domer iser chal iser? Right?
Well, he doesn't have to say his chiddush on iser chal iser.
I believe the same. That's all a side point. Whether it's about according to the
mouth, why shouldn't it apply?
Since the Grizz says that the way Erva partners is that makes the Tzara partner because the Erva asers the Tzara. So does that mean that when you be a later with the Tzara, you're over two Kares? That's the question. Halacha the Maisa.
Is there to make the second is? I don't understand. The Mishlam of the part says he had a hechrach because he couldn't read the Gemara's Arzarsha and Arzarshayin. But he's no hechrach to make the grizz to come up with the second kares. I don't understand.
The hechrach is because he says the feirish that the way it works is in Aser Zitzara. So there he was saying that there's two Isurim.
It's us. It asks the tzar to go to Yibam. It doesn't mean there's a kares.
It doesn't mean it asks us to go to Yibam. I don't know what that English word means.
Even she herself is usher, and then if we hold Israel, whatever we say that it's mitotoli v'koy, whatever that is. But then it's the eshasach. She's still usher, and then she patters herself. She's usher, and then she's patter. She takes herself usher, out of the sugya.
If she's usher, so she has the iser. If she has the iser. So when you have bia with her, you're over the iser. So that means, by definition, there are two isurim.
If he has bia with the erva itself, she doesn't get an iser achas isha.
Because ain iser chal iser.
I understand, but
about ain iser chal iser. If you have bia with the erva itself, you would get two isurim if you hold iser chal iser. We're on the side iser chal iser, or like Aaron said, if it came about to achas. So if you had beer with the erva itself, you would get two isurim. That's what the prima godim says. No one's going to argue with that. That the erva itself, if iser chal iser, you have beer with the erva itself, you get two isurim.
That's right. So, but we're using this case to see how it works in the Hanami. But we're using the case to see the mechanics. Of course, by iser chalal iser, you're going to get two. But we could use this case where it's separate, it's mufrad, to see how the mechanics work, the lumdas works, and then it's iser, it poisons, but then there's a pator. So since it works like that in that case, it megalatas how it really works.
So it works, it poisons, and there's a pator. So the poison gives you one iser, and the pator gives you the second iser. So now you have two iserim. That would be the Pasha of Shah.
Okay. Greece holds that the Isra of the Tzara is really from the shame of the Tzara's Erva itself, and the Isra of the Erva is only a Hechatzim to make the Isra of the shame Tzara Chal. So then maybe it wouldn't make a difference how many Isra we have, because you have two Karises, but they're both doing the same thing. It's not because they're both trying to make the same Isra on the Tzara's Erva, which is the Isra of the shame Tzara's Erva. At the end, he sounds like he might be master though, like two lines from the bottom. Like,
wait, where did you say that? What, that the Isser is not an Isser Ashes Achos Ishto?
Yeah, the Isser is the Isser. I think also he has like a down whether or not there's like an Erva, the Tsaras Erva is its own Isser.
Can you say that then? Who the Tsaras Erva ki Erva, but he doesn't mean for the same Erva, it's a different Erva.
Yeah, that the Tsaras Erva. Like he says, like the lahuli, the lady lahuli, but shame tsaras erva, shet the asr misham zeh. like Mashu a little bit, like he's saying, like it's that you can be usher that the direct issur on the sorrow is a shame of a tzaras erva. Like it be easy erva you get it from, but that's the issur in the erva.
I didn't see such a mashmaos. I'm sorry. Where do you see such a mashmaos?
I was reading three lines from the end of the fourth line from the bottom of the first column. I think elsewhere he says there's like a.
Why the tzaras erva? You mean who? Rak mishun nechshavet tzaras erva the eshesah. Did inyan achure ba shem tzaras erva shete osir mishum zeh. B'zeh azlinin rak baser chados iser bepayo. Yeah, so you're tzaras erva shete osir mishum zeh because you get that iser pashas. Hey, the shame he iser rak baser chados iser bepo. Okay, I don't know. I have to read. I don't know. I never heard that. Anyways, time's up. I would have said if it was up to me, but I'm a big believer in the Gabbies, so I would have just said that the Gabby, that even though the Griz is saying that the erva contaminates the Sara and makes the Sara into an Achos Ishto, but it doesn't make the Sara into an Achos Ishto ligabe everything. It makes them into an Achos Ishto ligabe patrin Zika. So ligabe bia, if you have bia with this woman and you're not... She's not an Achos Ishto. Who are you fooling? She's not an Achos Ishto. The Tzara turns her into an Achos Ishto. He gave her an Isser Achos Ishto. He only gave her an Isser Achos Ishto Ligabe to her Zika.
That's what it sounded like that footnote in the Parashas Yosef was saying, right?
No, that's not what I don't think so. The footnote was saying a little different. He was saying some other Tzara, I think. I don't know. I didn't know what he's saying. He didn't say, he doesn't say the word, the magical word, the Gabi. In other words, the Gabi means that you can live in a stira. So the Gabi, one thing, she's 100% Achos Ishto, and the Gabi is something else. She isn't. So when
he seems to say it in the third paragraph. In the third paragraph, he says that.
Who's third paragraph?
The Grizz. Later on, he says, "Umagam lefish ma'ashe." Because I'm reading the middle of paragraph Vehine. Umagam lefish ma'ashe because he saw that then the tzaras erva who didn't iser v'loy didn't patur him came bavadi. I didn't know he's there. Rak the isur darayis the goal. He cried the literal the gamat tzar he be iser erva. Who says that's going to work like that? Bishar is so said lava rayis nenu. At the end of the day, they're not arayis.
Okay,
so it doesn't work.
I can't read it so fast.
It's not the Kari's component is not critical in its ability to pater from Yibum.
It is critical, but Ligabe, you have Kari's. Isn't that a wonderful Ligabe?
Kari's is Kari's. Kari's is not Ligabe.
So that's where Ligabe says. Ligabe, you need Kari's to make you pater. But Ligabe, making you Zika, we say here there's an Issa Kari's in the Bia.
Is there such a thing as being shy of me still a guy by certain things but not getting killed? Is that getting good?
Yeah, that I know that sounds like crazy. That sounds crazy, but that's what I was trying to say. That
so we're not saying Rebbe's not saying it's an office
issue. You need an Isser Kares in the beer. You need an Isser Kares means if you do the beer, you're gonna get a Kares. That's what passes you. But the Gabe Yibum, you have an Isser Kares on the beer. Except the Gabe beer. You don't have an Isser Kares on the Bia.
You have a Kares, you just don't get it.
You have an Isser Kares on the Bia, Ligabi Zikas Yibam. Okay, anyway, let's stop here. I'm very, very excited to think of the Grizz. The question is whether we'll have to figure out whether this is the mainstream, if I start in the beginning, does mainstream Rashi and Tysus agree with this Grizz? Or is this just, he happens to be saying it in Tysus to explain that there's no machlekes Rashi in Tysus, but is this a normal, is it muchlok or not? Okay, we'll have to see.
Is he only saying this shot within the Einar Isser Chal Isser Mandamer?
No, it makes no difference.
Why does it make
no
difference?
He has to say it because if they were working in that shita, but
Jose, so then why would he say coin to the other man that Marie doesn't have to say the Kiddush?
No, because we make we don't make extra machlaikas him. It's not.
It's a hechruch because of the fact of the din of the Kiddush Chol Eser.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
They come up with this legabe, the whole thing.
This is how Yibam works. He doesn't say only in one mandamar. No.
It's the hechruch.
You'll never convince me in a million.
He couldn't bring a raya from Daf Yud then.
Okay, so I'm asking, what's his hechruch?
I don't agree. He says that this is Chad and Yibam. It's nothing. It's not totally Zeb is Zeb. I don't think. Why? You're making a new machlekes rishayim.
Because when is this a Chol Eser? He doesn't have to resort to it.
Okay, I don't think so. Okay. All right. Yeshikach, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm off. Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Good job.
Have a good Shabbos, everybody.